Enjoy the message today. Little series I do every July 4th. I don't know how many. This must be 11, 12, 13 years we've been doing it. In God We Trust. Say that with me. In God We Trust. Why the title, In God We Trust, for the series? Because that's our national motto. Made law. It's on all your money. Did you know that?
Can't talk about God. Can't believe in God.
Guess I can't go to Walmart then, can I? With my money. You know what I'm saying? Just lie, lie, lie. Amen? In God We Trust, our national motto. It's made our national motto in the 50s by a guy that served our country, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. You know, I think he mattered, don't you? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. In God We Trust. In God We Trust. Volume 11, Craziness. And that's not 11 messages, that's 11 years. So there's a lot of stuff there. You can go online, check it out sometime. Let's go with the message today, Raj. The United States is a Christian nation. I'm going to ask Noah Fisher to come on up. Come on up, son, you're going to be fine. Let's welcome Noah Fisher to the platform today. Here you go. Here you go. We're going to grab you a microphone. See what we got. I don't see a microphone. How about that? Would you take that microphone right there? Let's hop, make this hot right there. Let's see if that's hot. Just make it hot. Stand right there. Get you a stool. Get a stool set on it. You just tore up the microphone. Stick it back in. Look, son. Right there. It's a good you're a lawyer, not a sound guy. Yeah, you'll be fine right there. Don't tear up stuff. We got singing coming up after you. You sit right there. Come on, now let's give Mr. Noah Fisher one more big welcome here with me this morning.
Good to see you, son.
God bless you, buddy boy.
Bless you, Gary.
How long do you think it's been that you've known me somehow, some way, coming to the high school? How long? Throw some years out at me. Talk into that microphone.
Since about 2013.
2013, so a good 5 years. So a couple of years before we ever moved in here, your family started coming over to fellowship. When y'all vacationing down here or whatever?
Yep. We started coming over when my parents bought a place down here, and we knew fellowship was a special place.
Boom!
When it was, we were having church service in high school, so we knew that we had to be a part of it.
Amen, buddy. Just keep looking at that microphone. Don't worry about me. I'm going to come up here. How about this? So that way you can look at me like this. Amen. I just don't want people online to miss him. Amen. Noah, you got your law degree from Stetson University?
Yes, sir.
When did you get that degree?
I got my law degree in 2016.
Look at you. You're on the screen. See your face?
It's a good looking guy.
That's a good looking guy. Look at him. He's funny, ain't it? He is funny right there. You might win some cases just with the smile. I don't know.
I might.
I'd use them teeth if you got them. You know what I'm saying? I would use them. But so anyway, you wrote this paper, which I'm going to use as part of my message in a few minutes. He ain't going to preach. He's going to go sit down and listen. But you wrote a paper, Separation of Church and State, an analysis of religious liberty in America. You're at a secular university. So what were your thoughts? This paper you wrote towards the end of your law degree, correct?
Yeah, so it was towards the end of my career at Stetson.
Yep.
And it was in a class called Law, History, and Philosophy, where you had to write a 50-page paper and give an hour presentation. And some of the prompts kind of struck me because they were socialism's influence in America and the importance of separation in church and state. And growing up in a conservative Christian household, I knew that, well, first off, I had to go through and make sure that if I got a bad grade on this paper, I'd still graduate.
Boom. But you were willing to do it.
Yep, I was willing to do it. And after I found out that I'd still be in the clear, I decided that this was an important topic because the majority of people in my class probably were just uneducated on the subject and uneducated on the history of the subject.
Amen. So you wrote this paper. It's about a 40-page-plus paper.
Yep.
I read the thing. About killed me. No, it was good. It was
one.
Good. Everything, half of it's footnotes. Half the thing's footnotes. Everything's documented, which I love that about it. A lot of things I'd used before in my studies as well.
Yeah, well, you actually, your messages and when you brought Bill Feder
here,
that really prompted me. So I used a lot of his work and I used some of your messages
as well.
Well,
I appreciate that, buddy. Well, good, man. Well, anyway, so you basically talked about separation of church and state, and then you went into history. You went back to the beginning. You went through the Reformation period, et cetera, but showing us that we are a Christian nation. If you had just a word or two to say, and I'm fixing to preach a message, okay? I just want to let them know. I just wanted to give you hope in our country. Amen? Here's a young lawyer that believes in our country. How about that? Amen. Yes, sir. Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
What kind of law are you going to be doing?
Right now I just started. I do tax law.
Tax law.
Yes.
What do you think your career might be out there? You're just playing it by ear right now.
Playing it by ear right now, but I'll tell you what, I'm Inglewood is a special town, and
I'm in Tampa now,
but hopefully not for too much longer. This is a special place. I want to be a part of it.
You think you'll move down this way, be in the Inglewood area?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Don't you want a guy like this in our town? Wouldn't that be awesome? Praise the Lord.
Yep.
So if you had to say one thing, because I got to go. I ain't got all day.
Yep. If I had to say one thing, I would say what stuck out to me in my research is that around half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence had degrees from seminary schools or what we would consider a Bible college now. So that just seems odd that a group of patriots that while in government, they would design a government that was completely devoid of Christ and Christianity. So to me, that was one of my main points when I was making my argument to the classroom.
Amen. How'd they receive your argument?
Well, it was received well from some of them, but I mean, being in higher level academia, you can kind of guess that it was not received well by half the class, and the professor actually fell asleep for a little bit of it, so I had to wake him up. But it went well.
What kind of grade did you get?
I actually got a very good grade. It was one of my best, so I was happy about it.
You know what that tells me? You know what that tells me? Amen. You know what it tells me? It's all a lie. If you stand up for your country, if you stand up for the Lord, you're going to be shouted down like crazy Maxine Waters said. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You're going to be shouted down. You hear me, yes or no? Stand up for your faith. Do what's right. Believe the truth. Amen? That's a good thing where I come from. Are y'all listening or not? Yes or no? That's a good thing. And it'll be well received. If it's not well received, but by half, let's go for half. Amen? Say.
Amen.
That's a good thing. Well, we're proud of him, aren't we? Don't we want him in Inglewood? Praise the Lord, son. God bless you, man. Oh, yeah. Love you back, buddy. We'll do that again next service, and maybe we'll do some more. I don't know. But amen. Let's go with the message now. And you see why I'm having him sit down. Here we go. I'm going to use some of your stuff. So enjoy. Let's go, Raj. Here we go. Here we go. Little help from Noah Fisher right there in our audience and some of his study. And I believe I can do it. Now, this is his paper, so don't throw me out. During his political career, President Obama proclaimed that whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. And while on a 2009 visit to Turkey, a location he chose to send a clear message, he announced that Americans do not consider ourselves a Christian nation. This is from his paper, documented. Okay? President Obama's statements, according to Mr. Noah Fisher, and me as well, refute that of his presidential predecessors who unanimously do what with him? Disagree. How much? Partway or unanimously? Unanimously disagree. Our founders, our former presidents, our people who were there at the time who said we are a Christian nation. This message is America is a Christian nation. I'm using his stuff up front. John Adams, a founding father, second president of the United States, declared the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of, say it with me. This is John Adams. Don't tell me what we were. You weren't there. Let's listen to somebody that was there. Amen. Say. And don't try to call them a fool or a this or a that. Come on, man. These are our founders. These are the people that were there. So let's just be wise and learn what they said. Yes or no? Amen. Come on. So he says, look, we were founded on the general principles of Christianity. Adam's speaking. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, say it with me, are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. Second President of the United States. Amen. Right there. He was there before he was president, okay? He was there the whole time. How about this guy? You ever heard of him? Say, George Washington. In his farewell address, goodbye, His farewell address. He exclaimed, of all the disposition and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable what? Religion and morality. And let us with caution indulge a supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. You cannot maintain morality without religion. And when he's saying religion, he's not saying all religion. He's saying Christianity. He's saying, that's what he is saying. Back to Mr. Fisher. In America today, statements like those made by President Obama generally fly under the radar without refutation, or are accepted simply because the citizenry, in particular, say it with me, younger generations, they do what? Lack knowledge about what? American history, and it's what? It's what I've heard lately. The latest hobby horse I can get on. The latest march I can go to. Guys, America is more than last week. Amen. Yes or no? Or last year. We have a history. We have a track record of our faith in this country in Jesus Christ and of our founding. He goes on to say, for example, how many citizens know that the phrase wall of separation between church and state, coined by Thomas Jefferson, is not in the First Amendment to the Constitution or present in any other founding document? It was in a letter that he wrote to the Danbury Baptists. Is that he not saying anything? If anything, he was trying to keep the government off the church's back, not the church out of government. You hear me? But yet, every time they quote the, you know, freedom of religion, just raise churches, it's just right there. It was in a letter. It was not in your original founding and founding documents. Yes or no? Y'all understand that? He goes on to say, yet this phrase has been turned on its head, removed from its context, and used by what? Activists what? Judiciary, who he's going to probably be spending some time in front of in your life, son, to remove religious activity from the what? They find something that's stuck now. Jefferson, separation of church and state. So they've used it to tear down the church and the church's influence on our government. Y'all hear me? He goes on to say, the goal of this paper is to provide insight into Christianity's influence on American history and to provide the intellectual ammunition necessary to share the truth with others. Because a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. Not a good, line, son. Good quote right there. I love that. So, his paper, America, Christian Nation, your problem. Roger, you have that whole paper, don't you? Do you mind if we have that for the folks online? You want to see it? Let them read that? It'll be on the fellowship website, correct? Facebook. It'll be on Facebook, and they can go there, and you can read all 40-something pages with the footnotes. How about that? Does that sound pretty good? Because I can't give it all, but I think you might enjoy that. Amen. Come on. So what is the definition of a Christian nation? That's my topic today. Now, my message is on the tail end of this one. We got two of them today, but mine's going to fly. You don't believe that, do you? What's the definition of a Christian nation? A nation whose laws compel everyone to strictly adhere to Christian theology? Or a nation whose leaders and public officials are Christian? Or even a nation entirely composed of Christians? Is that what a Christian nation is? Look, he says, Mr. Fisher right here says the correct answer is none of those. None of those is what makes us a Christian nation. The answer is, say it with me, America is a Christian nation because Christianity has so largely shaped and molded it. Let's read that again. Okay? Doesn't matter who comes in office, who leaves office. You can travel around on your plane, do whatever, say whatever, that we're not a Christian nation. You're not going to take away our founding. You cannot take away the influence of Christianity on our country. You hear me? Yes or no? Amen or oh me? You just can't. That's what makes us a Christian nation. So say it with me one more time. The answer is that America is a Christian, help me church, nation, because Christianity has so what? Largely shaped and molded it. Amen. Christianity's influence on our government, society, throughout our country's storied past is undeniable. A study was done, University of Houston, I believe, to determine the founders' inspiration for the Constitution, and these scientists at the University of Houston, they analyzed 15,000 writings to determine the sources used by the founders around the time of America's conception. So not a Christian university doing this. They go look at all these documents, founding documents, to see what's their main source of influence. Did I lose you? Of the 15,000 writings that these political scientists looked at and analyzed, 3,154 quotations were identified back to their original source. So out of the 15,000 documents, they found 3,154 paragraphs, statements, who knows, back to the original source. Now, of these 3,154 quotes, say this with me. The results showed that the Bible was cited in how many of them? 34% of the time. That's over one-third. And the thing that was running second, if I remember correctly, had about 7%. I want to say it was Thoreau or something like that. I could be wrong because I didn't remember reading it all because that wasn't in your paper, but I remember doing it up here somewhere in my life. But the fact of the matter is 34% of their quotations from the Bible. The next closest was a guy who was also conservative. He had about 6%. Did I lose you, yes or no? You can't take that away. That's science, guys. Four times more often than the second most quoted source. Maybe it was 8%, but it was something like that. Okay? Now, couple this with the fact that he just shared on stage that 24 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence had degrees from schools that in modern America would be considered seminary or Bible college. It just doesn't make any sense, considering the actions of our founders while in governmental positions, that a near homogenous religious group of seminary-educated patriots wanted their newly formed government to be wholly devoid of Christianity and its principles. So here they are, they're signers of the Declaration of Independence. But now I know when we're putting this together, we can't have nothing to do with Christianity. Even though I'm a Christian, no, I believe it all, and it's part of my life and who I am, but it can't influence our government. That is the dumbest thing on the planet. Y'all hear me, yes or no? And that's the mess that people are trying to push down our throat today. In 1779, George Washington informed Delaware Indian chiefs. Here's what Washington said to the Indian chiefs. You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life. And above all, say that with me, the religion of who? Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are. It was George Washington pretty specific, yes or no? Jesus. Thomas Jefferson considered modern day to be one of the least religious founders, which I disagree with. He's the only founder that wrote the gospel of Jesus. He took Jesus' words and just wrote a book on Jesus. Thomas Jefferson's problem was not with Jesus. Thomas Jefferson's problem was with some of the power and corruption, in the Catholic Church. He didn't like it. He thought, man, we'd do so well if we just listened to Jesus. How many of you think that'd be a pretty good idea, too, if we just listened to Jesus and His Word? Wouldn't that be pretty good? Amen. So, they call him whatever. It's a bunch of bull. Thomas Jefferson, considered modern day to be one of the least religious founders, regularly attended church in the U.S. Capitol while acting president and vice president. He went to church, Thomas Jefferson. He also signed, and other ones that they say, separate church, state, that's why they want to tell you he's not religious. He also signed multiple federal acts to propagate the gospel. He signed acts to take the gospel to the Native Americans and use federal money to get it done. It doesn't sound like somebody doesn't believe in Jesus. Yes or no? Amen. And land to be used for missionaries, priests for the tribes, schools, construction of churches. Crazy Thomas Jefferson? Yeah! Joseph Story, founder of Harvard Law. He was Supreme Court Justice appointed by James Madison, known to be, say that with me, the father of American what? Jurisprudence, concluded that one of the beautiful boasts of our municipal jurisprudence is that Christianity, say it with me, is part of the what? Common law. There has never been a period where the common law did not recognize Christianity as living at its foundation. Christianity is in the root of our law. You can't steal. You're going to go to jail. Do you know adultery is still on the books in most states? If you commit adultery, you're going to jail. You mean if I cheat on my wife or cheat on my husband, I'm going to go to jail? It's on most books in most states. Yeah, and guess where that came from? The what? The Bible. Except the Bible said you'd be stoned. Did you hear me? The laws that we have today go right back to Christianity. You think people can't steal or people can't lie just because somebody thought it was a good idea one day? It all goes back to our 10 what? Commandments. So this is what Story said. I verily believe Christianity is necessary to the support of what? Civil society. Echoing the message of Christianity being important to the civil society was founding father soldier during the Revolutionary War, an educator known as a schoolmaster to America, and that's where he gets his great name from, Noah Webster. Have you seen my message on Noah Webster? Go online, whole message on Noah Webster. You can tell people I did it for you. In a textbook authored by Webster for use in the public school, he said, say it with me, all the miseries and evil which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, say it with me, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the what? The man, father of modern education, the man who gave us the Webster's Dictionary. All our problems go with either neglecting or despising God's word. Founding father Noah Webster. He wasn't a Johnny come lately. He was right there. Webster adamantly believed that the Bible was America's basic what? And all what? That's why I believe verse 1 of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I don't believe you're an accident. I don't believe something blew up and you slime, you crawled one day and you became who you are today. God bless you. Don't believe that at all. The Bible is basic to my education. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You're crazy, Clark. You're just an old-time fundamentalist. I'm just an old-time American. You're the one that's changed if you're watching or listening on radio. I'm like them. Who you like? You hear me or not? It's safe to say that under the current interpretation of the First Amendment, Noah Webster's textbook would not currently be used in public schools. Isn't that something? The father of modern education, the father of our Webster's Dictionary, his stuff couldn't even be used in schools today. That tells you there's a problem. Amen. Thomas Jefferson was able to attend church at the U.S. Capitol. You know why? Because of what's written in Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, which forbids, say this with me, this is huge. This is huge. This is one thing I've never used, and I saw it in your paper, and I loved it. Listen, Jefferson could attend church at the U.S. Capitol on Sunday because of Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, which, say that last part, which forbid what? Federal lawmaking on what day? Now, you got 7 days in a week. No lawmaking on what day? Let's analyze that. Christianity, say it with me, is the only what? Religion that happens to recognize Sunday as the what? Or the first day of the week, or we call it the Lord's Day, or Resurrection Sunday. You understand that? And that started happening in the early church. Christianity. The Jewish people recognize what day? Sundown Friday night, all day Saturday, Sabbath. The Mohammedans or Islam, they honor which day? Don't take a scientist here to figure this out. You can't do business on just one day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ding, 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 ding. Which major religion is Sunday? Take a wild guess. Federal courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, has cited this fact as evidence of America being a what? Not only is this the truth, they've used it as proof in court cases that that is who we are, a Christian nation. Am I boring you to tears? If I am, it's his paper. Now, this ain't the conclusion. This is only the end of page 8, son. I hope the relatively few examples listed above allow you to grasp the pervasiveness of Christianity's influence throughout American history. Flashing forward to present-day religious liberty and how Christians are treated in the civil arena, it's easy to forget. Watch this. Say it with me. That 75.2% of Americans identify with what religion? Christianity. Now, it's down from 80% in 2008, and that should be alarming to all of us. And it's down from what percent in 1950? 95%. Boy, we're heading in the wrong direction, if you ask me. You listen to me? But still 75%. 75.2% ought to be just flat out wrong that any president, Obama or any future president, can go to any other country and stand and say we're not a Christian nation. If 75.2% of us in this country believe that we are, hush your mouth. You understand? Yes or no? Don't say that. What kind of message are you trying to send? That's not a good message, is it? Yes or no? Of the non-Christian faiths, Judaism, guess what, is number two. When people at 1.8%. Recent polling, look at this one. Islam has how many percent? It just seems a little lopsided. The pile on Christianity. You hear me or not? My words, considering 75.2% of this country identifies as Christian. You hear me, yes or no? The amount of citizens that have no formal religious identification, that stands at how many percent? 20%. No religion whatsoever when they're polled. There's a lot of work for us to do in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And sharing our faith with others. All right? And that is up from 15% in 2008. The founding fathers' intent was never to make religion and government both foreign and hostile strangers to each other. Stripping the state of religious sentiment. Never. They knew that the recent history they'd come through with the King of England, etc., and the church, and human experience, that if we empower the church with government power, see, there's separation of powers, that's true. We have the freedom to exercise our religion. But it's a good thing that religion doesn't run the United States. I agree with that. You hear me? I think it's a good thing that we don't have one, like the Vatican or something like that. There's this boom, and then, you know, everything falls under that. That's a good thing, our government, okay? But it doesn't mean that we can't have influence. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be involved. We are salt and light in our country, guys. Y'all hearing me? So when they wrote these things, they were never not to, Christianity was not to be included. It absolutely was. We know that. So, however, they knew that through recent history, human experience, that the empowering of the church with governmental powers generally resulted in oppression for anyone not associated with that what? With that church. And they didn't want that. Matter of fact, the pilgrims left England. They actually went to Holland and they came back and they came across the sea so that they could have freedom of religion. Freedom to train their children. Freedom to raise them in the ways of God. So, let's thank the Lord for Mr. Noel Fisher's partner message today. Amen! Boom! I'm wore out. But I have a few minutes left. Hang in here with me. Fast, Raj, fast. Listen to what Florida Supreme Court, this is me from here on in, said in 1950. Our Florida Supreme Court. Different species of democracy have existed for more than 2,000 years. But democracy as we know it has never existed among the unchurched. Florida Supreme Court. A people unschooled about the sovereignty of God, the Ten Commandments, and the ethics of Jesus could never have evolved the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution. Couldn't do it. There's not one solitary fundamental principle of our democratic policy that did not stem directly from the basic moral concepts as embodied in the Decalogue and the ethics of Jesus. Who said that? Our Florida Supreme Court. And they go on to say no one knew this better than the founding fathers. That's the state we live in, guys. Amen. Good. When people had sense. Many secularists would say, no, we're not a Christian nation. One of their main arguments would be that the word God does not appear in the Constitution. They suggest that the framers of the Constitution had little or no interest in God or religion. Otherwise, it'd be all plastered through there. The fact is, the Constitution, especially the First Amendment, was written with Congress in mind, not what? Individual states. It prohibits the federal government from interfering with freedom of religion. That's what it does. This is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Quite frankly, Charlotte County is interfering with us right now. They charge a tax to all churches and nonprofits. Food kitchens, soup kitchens are actually having to pay tax money. Can you imagine? Habitat for Humanity goes and builds 27 homes in Charlotte County, and they're having to pay taxes to Charlotte County. There's something ain't right with that. Soup kitchens. People helping the homeless. Oh, don't forget to pay your taxes. They're slick. They call them non-ad valorems. But if you don't pay it, they'll take your buildings. And they charge churches. That's a little heavy-handed. You hear me? And we're one of the only two counties, three, four counties in the whole state, and very few in the whole nation that do such a thing. Ought to be ashamed of ourselves. It prohibits our federal government from taking over our religion like it did General Motors a few years ago. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Say, you want government taking over our churches? Yes or no? You want Paul Ryan or Nancy Pelosi running this joint? I don't think so. I wouldn't show up. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's just my opinion. So, it's actually the United States, the individual states that show whether or not we're a Christian nation. Did you know? Say it with me. We're the what states of America? Say it with me. The what? We're the what? The United States of America. Did you know the District of Columbia, even though they try to run everything in Washington, they ain't even a state? Yes or no? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live there. Excuse me. We live in a state, and we got 50 of them. State constitutions are solely concerned with their own state and the rights and privilege of their own individuals living within that state. It's called states' rights. So the United States is a Christian nation. I don't have time to do it, Raj, other than we're going to flash through every one of them. We're going to flash through every one of them without me saying much. You ready? You ready to roll? You're going to have to trust me on this one. Get the message. It'll be online. Every single state in its constitution or articles mentions God, mentions the sovereignty of God, mentions Christianity in some form, you know, some wording, somehow the Bible. I might have you slow down at a couple. Here we go. Let's look at the states. Let's call the roll of the 50 states and see if we're a Christian nation. See, we're not just the blue ones or red ones. Well, that's a red state. Of course they believe in God. That's a blue state. They don't. No, all the reds and the blue believe in the Lord. You hear me? Yes or no? In their original constitutions. It's people inside those states who've taken power, who've taken leadership, who've marked out a lot of this mess, you know, with their ruling. It's crazy. But let's look at it. Let's start. Here we go. Alabama. There it is. Almighty God. Boom. You just got to trust me on this. It's there. And I can do a lot. Alaska. Where is it? Where is it? Grateful to who? Help me, church. Go, buddy. Arizona. Almighty. Oh, we don't believe in God in this country. Every constitution, preamble, articles throughout their constitutions talk about God. Have I bored you to tears yet? Here we go. Arkansas. Grateful to Almighty God. This is in their founding documents. California, no way. No way. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Somebody will tell Jerry Brown that this afternoon. Here we go. I'm horrible. I know I'm bad today. Colorado. We the people of Colorado with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Amen. That's called Almighty God. Keep looking. You know, but we're not a Christian nation because God's not mentioned a lot in the Constitution. As if all these 50 states don't matter. Are you kidding me? Connecticut. The providence of Almighty God. Keep looking. Delaware. Through divine goodness. Oh, look at this. Have by nature the rights of worshiping and serving their what? But you're an idiot if you believe in creation. Well, I guess the people of Delaware were idiots. No, the people now are. Got it? Come on, guys. That's tough talk. I'm sorry. I'm going to get really fussed at later. Here it is. We, the people of the state of Florida, being grateful to who? Amen. Come on. You'd be run out of town if you did this in other places. Georgia. Relying upon the protection and guidance of who? Come on, church. Help me here. Hawaii. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for what? And don't let words like providence, sovereignty, divine guidance make you think, oh, they don't believe in God. That's another way of just saying God and His providence and His authority and His omniscience. Idaho, grateful to Almighty God. Go, buddy, push. Illinois, we the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which who? He permitted us to enjoy and seeking His blessing upon our endeavors. They ought to put that in Chicago. Amen. Say. Right there on a billboard. Indiana. We the people of the state of Indiana, grateful to who? Almighty God. This took a lot of work, by the way. I know you don't believe it, but here we go. Iowa. The people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the supreme being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed and feeling our dependence upon Him. God, 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 God. But we're not a Christian nation. But wait a minute. I thought we're the United States. God, 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 everywhere. Have I lost you? Yes or no? You think I'm on something this morning, don't you? This stuff does jack me up. I'm going to tell you that right now. Kansas, grateful to Almighty God. Kentucky, we the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, grateful to Almighty God. Amen. I like doing this. I told Rod, she and I should have a radio show, but they'd run us out of town. Louisiana. We the people of Louisiana, grateful to Almighty God. Noah Fisher, how are we doing today? This could have been a nice tag to your paper. Oh, and by the way, check every state. Maine. The blessings of liberty, acknowledging with grateful hearts and the goodness of the sovereign ruler of the universe. It's like they're trying to outdo one another on how great God is. Amen. That's where you come from. Maryland. We the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to who? You know what I hear a lot in all these preambles, articles, is their gratefulness to Almighty God for our great country. Let's thank Him right now. Come on, how about that? That's what I'm hearing. Massachusetts. I love this one. We therefore, the people of Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the great legislator of the universe. Boom. Michigan. We the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to who? Almighty God. Minnesota, help the Vikings, Lord, please. We the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God. Amen. Mississippi. We the people of Mississippi and convention assembled, grateful to Almighty God. Many of these are preambles. These are even before we get started, they say. Even before we get started, let's just go ahead and tell you what we think of God. Amen. It's incredible. Missouri. We the people of Missouri with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Boom, boom, boom. Out of the park. This is fireworks on Sunday. Montana. We the people of Montana, grateful to God. Boom. Nebraska, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Nevada, we the people of the state of Nevada, grateful to Almighty God. Just walking through, guys. We're going to be done when I get here. New Hampshire, every individual has a natural and inalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his conscience and reason, etc. Keep going. New Jersey, grateful to Almighty God, Him for our blessings. New Mexico, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of liberty. New York, New York, we the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedoms. North Carolina, we the people of the state of North Carolina, grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of the nations. They talk just like I do, just like this. Here we go. North Dakota. We the people of North Dakota, grateful to Almighty God. How many of you have already seen your state so far? Let me see your hands. How many ain't seen your state yet? Hang on. We're getting there. Ohio. We the people of the state of Ohio, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Oklahoma. Invoking the guidance of Almighty God. Whoo, Oregon. Almighty God, to worship Almighty God. Pennsylvania, we the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, grateful to Almighty God, His guidance. Rhode Island, grateful to Almighty God for our civil religion, for civil religious liberty, which He has so long permitted to us to enjoy, looking to Him for blessing Rhode Island, South Carolina. Grateful to God for our liberties. All the states, every one of them, not a one doesn't mention God. Not a one doesn't mention God. Not a one. Did y'all hear me? South Dakota, we the people of South Dakota, grateful to Almighty God. Boom. Tennessee, this is crazy, that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God. They go on to say, whereas ministers of the gospel in Tennessee are by the profession dedicated to God, the ministers, and the care of souls, stop it! And ought not to be diverted from the great duties of their functions. Therefore, no minister of the gospel or priest of any denomination whatever shall be eligible for seat in either the house or the legislature. Did you know Tennessee thought so highly of their ministers? Your work is way more important than ours. You're not even allowed to step down and be in this chamber and do your work because your work is more important out here in this field. Did you know that? Crazy. Look at this one in Tennessee. No person who denies the being of God or a future state of rewards and punishment shall hold any office in the state. You don't believe in heaven and hell, you ain't even getting elected in this state. Isn't that crazy? This is who we came from. Texas. Humbly invoking the blessings of Almighty God. Wow, I'm late. Utah. Grateful to Almighty God. There's a lot of states in this country. Vermont. This is the craziest one because Vermont's where Bernie's from. Nice guy. Nice guy. Here we go. That all persons have natural and inalienable right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience and understanding, as in their opinion shall be regulated by the what? The Word of God. Nevertheless, every sect or denomination of what? Christians ought to observe the Sabbath or the Lord's Day and keep some sort of religious worship, which to them seem most agreeable as revealed by God in His Word. Vermont, of all places. Ben and Jerry, right there. Right there. Virginia. The duties which we owe to our what? Creator. Washington. We the people of the state of Washington, the supreme ruler of the universe. West Virginia. Since the divine providence, we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, religious liberty. We, the people of West Virginia, in and through the provisions of this Constitution, reaffirm our faith and constant reliance upon God. But now we ain't a Christian nation. We don't believe in God, not in America. What America are you living in? One up here in your head. You obviously ain't out on your car on a Sunday morning looking at all the church parking lots. Wisconsin, we, the people of Wisconsin, grateful to Almighty God. Woo, Wyoming, where the buffalo roam. We the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to God. Amen. Whew. Wait a minute, there's one more. How about Puerto Rico? We the people of Puerto Rico, in order to organize ourselves politically on a fully democratic basis to promote the general welfare and secure ourselves, our posterity, the complete enjoyment of human rights, placing our trust in who? But we're not a Christian nation. No doubt the United States is a Christian nation. You know, I played a little ball in my life. I've done score. Here's a score. 50-0. 50-0 that this country is a Christian nation and not a secular nation. Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Come on, boom, out of here. Woo! Man, I'm sweating like a pig up here. Let's